Hey Cornerstone, it's Scott, and today's Cornerstone Connection is from 2 Corinthians chapter 11. And remember when we used to have brick and mortar Christian bookstores? There's still a few of them out there, but they're fewer and far between nowadays because of Amazon. Online book ordering has put the brick and mortar Christian bookstores mostly out of business. But I remember going into those bookstores and just being burdened over what I saw. There were so many books that were presenting false teaching. Prosperity gospel, a word of faith movement, just all sorts of things that really were misusing and abusing scripture. And it was burdening to me. I couldn't handle what I saw. There was false teaching everywhere. You see, false teaching is nothing new to the church. It's as old as the church. It even goes back into ancient Israel. And the Apostle Paul had to contend with false teachers and false teaching all the time. He would plant the church in one community and he'd move on to the next, and some months or years later, a false teacher would walk into town and present Jesus just a little different, or begin to twist the gospel. And it sounded right, but it was just ever so slightly off. And Paul would, time and time again, have to confront false teaching. Well, in the church in Corinth, they were being attacked by false teachers. And Paul, being like a spiritual father, got bold with this church. He got aggressive towards these false teachers, and he wrote his letter in 2 Corinthians to confront much of what was going on there. He wrote this: "I am afraid that as the serpent deceived Eve by his cunning, your thoughts will be led astray from a sincere and pure devotion to Christ. For if someone comes and proclaims another Jesus other than one we proclaimed, or if you receive a different spirit other than the one you received, or if you accept a different gospel from the one you accepted, you put up with it readily enough. Indeed, I consider that I am not least inferior to these super apostles." You see, these super apostles, these apostles who thought they were better than Paul and preached a better message than Paul, had come into town, but they did so deceitfully. Paul goes on about them and says, "For such false apostles are deceitful workmen, disguising themselves as apostles of Christ. And no wonder, for even Satan disguises himself as an angel of light. So it is no surprise that if his servants also disguise themselves as servants of righteousness." You see, the Corinthian community was susceptible to Satan's deceitfulness. Through false teachers, Satan was leading away this church from a pure devotion to Christ. These false teachers were preaching a more prosperity type gospel, one that didn't involve suffering or weakness. And they were disguising themselves. They came in as wolves in sheep's clothing. They were coming into town, quoting scripture, talking about Jesus, and it looked like it was true, but it was ever so slightly false, because that's how Satan works. He presents himself as an angel of light. A few years ago, I was at a retreat for middle school students. I wasn't the speaker, but I was rather just a parent with my child there. And the main speaker, I discovered, was a false teacher. He was telling the kids with scripture that they were able to create life and destroy life with their tongue. And he went back to Genesis and pointed out the fact that God created the world with his spoken word. He was able to create life with his word. And then he said, "And you all are created in the image of God. Therefore, you have the ability to create life or destroy life with your words." And so he had the students stand up and speak words of life over each other, words of prosperity, words of success, so that those things would come true. But he said, "Don't you dare speak words of death over each other. Don't you dare say, I'm going to fail my test." And I'm thinking to myself, well, maybe they are going to fail the test because they didn't study for the test. Or he said, "Don't you dare say out loud that you're going to get sick this winter. Yes, you might hear that people are getting the flu, but don't you dare say I'm probably going to get sick, because if you do, that's going to make it come true." You see, in that moment, as a Christian and as a dad and as a pastor, I had to get defensive. I had to defend these kids from false teaching, and I confronted it in a gracious way. You see, we need to do that for people. We need to recognize false teaching and confront it, and recognize when people are being led astray and guard them from that. And so my encouragement to you, Cornerstone, is immerse yourself in truth. Immerse yourself in Scripture, because when you hear something that just sounds a little off, a red flag is going to go off. And you're going to be able to confront that false teaching and guard other people from being susceptible to it. And so that's what we see Paul doing in this passage and other passages as well. He's guarding the church. He's protecting the church from false teachers and false teaching, because he is so acquainted with truth, he can spot a lie from Satan a mile away.